Killer Cuts, sick fucking artists and a sick lineup. Hype crowd, that's what I'm fucking... I've been told, like, my mate John First came last year and played, like, and he said that the crowd were absolutely fucking hype. And, like, loving it. So, yeah, that's what I'm here for, is, like, the hype, basically. Yeah, the fucking hype.
The community scratch games, just that alone, is a phenomenal thing. I think it's hilarious. I love it. I mean, the fact that they give a bag of meat to the winner at the end, and they all come back here and cook breakfast, you know, with sausages and pork chops. That's brilliant, you know? It's like, because, you know, I'm a judge on the DMC battles in the States a lot, and it's very serious, you know, it's okay. Oh, it's like, okay, got it. It's exactly 6 minutes or whatever it is. And here they're like, just, you know, it's just this crazy thing, and then sort of, you know, the championship. It's sort of like making, it's sort of not making fun of it, but just having fun with it. And make bringing it back to what it's all about, just a good time.
It's like we create a world for 48 hours. As long as that's there, there will be scratching involved in my life. It's the biggest motivator. If you're not there yet, it's hard to understand maybe why it's so significant. But what we do is so marginalized, and they make you feel like you're playing Croke Park.
You know, and like, it's just community, crew, the whole fucking thing, man. It's right here. It's in this fucking room. It's community scratch games, man. Like, it's unreal, man. It's unreal.
I started checking out the videos when I lived up in Edinburgh quite a few years ago. Seeing the footage from those gigs, it was just like, there's no scratch gigs like that. Yeah, like the whole CSG thing, that is like a massive, massive inspiration, basically. All these guys' cuts are just insane. As soon as you walk through the door and everyone's just super, super friendly, super welcoming. Real, real good vibe here, man.
It doesn't have to exist as a justified scene or anything. It just is what it is. We're doing what we're doing. We don't really give a fuck. But as far as the community scratch thing is concerned, I think we've got a strong thing together compared to what scratching is doing in the commercial sort of battle scene. We have been making music and putting out music and releasing music and doing gigs and having fun. But basically, yeah, that's it. We're just doing our thing.
You know, you have to have something that's not so negative, I suppose. You know, something that's a bit more fun and a way to show each other what we've been doing without it being beef or I'm better than you or look at this new technique and now everybody's going to copy this technique for next year and do what they can do with it, which is good in one sense, but it's not great to get people who aren't that competitive to get them moving on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to just, you know, it just wasn't there. It was just ugly to... For me, it just seemed ugly, that kind of thing, you know?
You can see the ripples of stuff happening, you know? So we could take the journey ourselves, or we can just keep doing what we do and see others inspired by what we do. And that's kind of just as powerful an opportunity to have. Sometimes it's good to just build on what you have rather than, you know, take the momentum elsewhere. So yeah, we can go anywhere really with it, but the interesting side is being able to watch where other people go, what other people take from it, where they go with it, and then that re-inspires back into what we do, so...
The Community Scratch Games, Galway's annual tribal gathering of scratch artists, musicians, friends, fanatics and headbangers, has gone from strength to strength over its 9-year history. In 2015, the event was yet another blinding success, with an international, national and local lineup that boasts some of the world's greatest scratch talent. The Scratch Games began in Galway in 2007, formed by Ireland's original turntable group Vince McMahon. The event remains true to its founding principles of putting an emphasis on creating space to collaborate with other musicians while also exploring individual styles and technique within scratch music. The Galway crowds meet the artists in a raucous melting pot, and it is this essential mashup that defines the Scratch Games. In a word, it's called hype. Whether you are new to the games or scratch music, or if you are an originator of this festival, the hype is the same for everyone involved. We're about to hear from some of the originators of the Community Scratch Games. We'll hear from festival founders Deviant and Naive Ted, Danny Depot and Jimmy the Hideous Penguin. From Brighton, we'll hear from DJ Manipulate. From New Jersey, we'll hear from Billy Jam of the wonderful WFMU radio show Put the Needle on the Record. And we'll also hear from the UK's Cut and Paste Records crew. We're going to hear some tracks from lots of Scratchers, producers and visitors to Galway for the games, and we'll hear some exclusive audio from the after-hours Scratch sessions recorded in a secret Galway studio location. It's 2015 in Galway, and this is the Spin Alt Community Scratch Games Special.
So this is a good story. I like to tell this. I got into scratching properly 5 years ago, and I did it through watching a lot of YouTube stuff because I didn't know what was happening in the world. And I came randomly, eventually, across the community scratch games, you know, just random clips that had gone up. I was blown away. And I thought I'd missed it. I thought it was all over. I was like, man, this happened in the 10 years I wasn't listening to music anymore. And eventually through like internet chat boards and whatnot, I fucking found out this stuff is still happening. And I tried to come up here 2 years ago. We just had a kid, so it didn't work out. Jimmy Penguin was very inviting. He's like, yeah, man, just come up here, man. We got a place for you to stay. You don't have to worry about anything at all. And yeah, I couldn't make it, but I really wanted to go. And the next year, I just came up. Yeah, so I thought I'd missed it, but I fucking didn't. And it's amazing. That's how I heard about it.
My name's Cole Joe Smith.
Cole Joe!
And I live in London now, but I'm from Ipswich. We came over last year, had a fucking quality weekend, and I'm back. My first year was amazing. It was a bit of a blur, but it was one of the best weekends in my life, and I'm hoping for another one. Just the sessions at Jimmy's beforehand, like on the Thursday and Friday night, were amazing, like 12-hour scratch sessions, and then Saturday and Sunday at the beer house. And yeah, we carried it on all weekend. It was just, yeah, it was good. A lot of people from all different areas, all over Europe coming down and just scratching, having a good time and drinking. I discovered a lot of new artists coming over here, like speaking to different people and like listening to their SoundClouds afterwards. It was a good way to like discover new music. I met Darcy for the first time here last year. He was tucking into a sandwich that he got from the sandwich bar at the beer house, and he was well impressed with it. I think everyone was impressed with them sandwiches. They were good sandwiches.
Yeah, fucking stellar, man. A nice sandwich. Lovely, beautiful.
When I first came to Ireland in 2007, you formed Vince McMahon as a scratch group. Vince McMahon was, you know, well, is, it was a very powerful fucking scratch act. Not that anyone might notice or whatever, but it's like, when I first sort of went to their house, they were all living together, the inspiration I got was phenomenal. And I've loved scratching and I've done it for years or whatever, but then I came across to Ireland and the feeling that these guys don't know this because they were just doing it. I can say this from an outsider's point of view. The buzz I got from these guys was like so strong. The inspiration was so powerful. And Jimmy, who's just wandering around looking casual in his kitchen here, the music he was making, he'd already made like two or three albums of scratch music, just using samples of pianos and other music and everything. They were the strongest things I've heard since. I don't know, the stuff that inspired me before that was the obvious stuff, like the Ned Hodding stuff and the Scratch Pickle stuff and everything. And then coming to Ireland, feeding off the positive buzz that these lads fucking gave off, it honestly, it blew me away. Like, I was genuinely blown away. And then hearing sort of Jimmy's albums and Andy's stuff he was making, it was like a totally different approach to the thing I was already into. And then I went back to England after it. Literally, I was just blown away. I had to tell all my other friends that were into scratching and stuff. But basically, the Vince McMahon thing that these lads did was very, very strong, and it was a powerful thing in scratch music. Who recognises that? I don't know, but I don't know. It's crazy. That it's quite bizarre that Galway in Ireland seems to be a hub of contemporary, modern, electronic and turntable-based music around the world. It's crazy. There's nowhere else that's got the buzz like this.
Thank you. Rockabilly Jam. Please stay tuned for our friend Billy Jam.
Anybody that, you know, is into hip hop knows that hip hop is a reflection of the street and a reflection of yourself.
Yo, peace is homeboy Sam, man, representing at all times with my brother Billy Jam.
Yeah.
And we putting the needle on the record. Y'all need to put the needle on the record and let it play. WFMU, we are for you. Fam, I fam.
1212. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online, WFMU.org, Rockland County 91.9 FM. Shout out going out to everybody in Galway, Ireland. Upcoming community scratch games, that was kind of the primer. Also in the mix, DJ Luke Skywalker. Dirty Joe representing Nottingham. Station manager Ken's over in Birmingham. The movie, Sex and Broadcasting, about WFMU. The documentary is going to be screening tomorrow. Go to the website, WFMU.org, for information on everything going on. I want to say thank you so much to everybody who made our 2015 annual marathon a success. If you would still like to make your pledge, you can do so online at WFMU.org. Pledge. Again, go to the website, the homepage. You'll find everything there. If you have an unpaid pledge during the marathon, payment links will be sent. You would have probably got it in the last day. And if you have any questions, email Joe McGasco, jmcgasco at wfmu.org. Cesspool Sound. Go to the homepage and there's a description. At least it was there when I looked. You know, like the picture changes and so does that little tag. But there was one about that quote. Let me go there. Let me go there! Keep that beat going. You know the one I mean. The one that the guy said, you know, on the radio. What did he say? He said...
A dystopian cesspool of sinister thought.
W-F-M-U.
A dystopian cesspool of sinister thought.
W-F-M-U.
A dystopian cesspool of sinister thought. Destructive impulses, antisocial behavior, and malevolent mind. The station is often described as freeform.
Coming at you from the west coast of Ireland, my name is Ray Wingnut of Wingnut Records, and I'm here with my homeboy,
Paul DC, Bell Button Canada Record Store, Galway.
And you are listening to Don't Give a Damn, Billy Jam, on the mighty WFMU. Paul, tell us about Billy Jam.
He arrived at our door with a box, opened the box, plugged it into the wall, ran a gig. Yeah, we're forever thankful.
And shoutouts to the community scratch crew. Billy's always bigging them up. And Billy came through Galway a couple of weeks ago, and he recorded a session with the OG of the community scratch crew, DJ Jimmy Penguin. He was cutting it up, and on the microphone, Sebi C. Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out.
And like, even when you think back, like you were saying about, oh, back in 2008, like just the fact that it's sort of, you can see it kind of growing, you know, and how it has over the years, and like over the recent years. But I do think that Vince McMahon crew, to me, are just like amazing, you know, these four great artists. And then of them, the way, you know, each of them have done their own thing, but in particular, like Jimmy Penguin, you know, doing the label, doing a million different things, the community scratch games, just that alone is a phenomenal thing. I think it's hilarious. I love it. I mean, the fact that they give a bag of meat to the winner at the end and they all come back here and cook breakfast, you know, with sausages and pork chops. That's brilliant. You know, it's like, because, you know, I'm a judge on the DMC battles in the States a lot. And it's very serious. You know, it's okay. Oh, it's like, okay, got it. It's exactly 6 minutes or whatever it is. And here they're like, just, you know, it's just this crazy thing. And then sort of, you know, the championship, it's sort of like making, it's sort of not making fun of it, but just having fun with it and bringing it back to what it's all about. Just a good time. And so I think it's brilliant. And I, and the way it is, you know, organized, but also too, then with Deviant, I just think Andy is brilliant. I just, you know, his music, I just think some of the things that he does are incredible. You know, he'll get some old records and just sort of take those and build on them and just create something that is just great. And I just think that a lot of this music, it's happening and unfolding so fast around everyone's, you know, lives and ears, that you can't really take it all in. And I think sometimes you have to be like 20 years down the road and people go, oh my God, that that was like such an important label and these guys were doing this and this, and then they'll appreciate it. Because it doesn't always come down to sort of terms of money, and that's how people unfortunately tend to judge things and go, oh, well, this guy had our views on YouTube or whatever it'll be, like how many units you sell or if you get played on a certain station. But some of the things that are the best that no one really notices, you know, at the time, but they're really good, and if you just open your ears, you will hear how good they are. But in time, people will, you know, like these great rock bands that people go, oh my God, they're so good, you know. But at the time, like Velvet Underground, no one really gave a shit about them when they came out. But afterwards, like, oh yeah, they're so important. But it's like, they're only like, yeah, yeah, you know that now because you've been told that a million times. And maybe if it is true, but go find what's really good now and happening, you know, and it's happening around Ireland, you know, with these different people.
Is as much a part of my identity as being from Kerry is, or living in Galway for 10 years, or it's been a constant in my life as well for 10 years. And again, it's why I have my art the way it is. As in, like, there's something on every song I make that's directly influenced by the lads involved, either through like a kind of direct inspiration, or else I might otherwise sort of discard that. I go, oh, the lads love this, or artists will play well at Scratch Games. And again, like, it's given me the confidence over the years as well, because I've seen what happens in that place. I've done shows in there that, like, some of the best times of my life. I've been in that pub a lot. It's my mate's pub. It's like we create a world for 48 hours. As long as that's there, there will be scratching involved in my life. Like, you know, and I'd like to think that even if it wasn't there, we'd still be doing it. But it's the biggest motivator, to be honest. And like, that might sound silly again for what, fuck, 2 days at the pub in Galway. Like, if you're not there, yeah, it's hard to understand maybe why it's so significant. But what we do is so marginalised, and they make you feel like you're playing Croke Park.
People from the UK, people from Scandinavia, people from Cork, people from Milltown, Malbay, all over the place, coming here to get down to some serious scratch and hip hop, all right? Here's the plan. My man Hernan Crespo up here. DJ Chili is going kicking things off very soon. Danny Depo from County Loughgorman is going to take it up. Boy Wonder, the Jackalot from Dublin, is on then. Russ and Gano are going to storm the place and mash the place up. Noid the Droid, what's going to happen with Noid the Droid, who knows? The Community Scratch Games Battle Royale takes place at 9:15. Everybody gets stuck in. After that, DJ Just Me, all the way from Cork City. And then Handsome Paddy is going to bring it home. All right? So, okay, what do I do? Say the thank yous now. We'll leave the thank yous to afterwards. Just want everybody to get involved. Have a really great time. Enjoy the spirit of this event. That's the best thing about it. You just know we're all going to have a really fucking great time. All right, everybody, give it up for DJ Chili! We'll be right back.
of like the fla or something that in traditional Irish kind of circles, in that just loads of people can just come. There's not necessarily any kind of commercial thing over it. It's just from all over the world to kind of just meet in this small place and just listen to the music that they like to listen to and be influenced and again collaborate, maybe. But not even if you don't collaborate, you're inspired and pushed to kind of to at least do something, even if it's only once a year. You know next year I'm going to come back and I'm going to build something. I'm going to build a set for the next year so that I can show what I can do. It's just a bit of a laugh again at the end of the day, isn't it?
It's our flat cool. It's the point to your year, because it's something to keep sharp for. There isn't many outlets for this kind of thing. A thing to aim for, a thing to stay sharp for, a thing to get routines together for, a thing to give a shit about, you know?
The only thing I'd equate it to is jazz. And scratching, for me, is similar to jazz. It's just something that you do and express yourself. It's contrived, you know. It's something that we've created as a people of doing it, whatever. A lot of people want me to understand it. They just see it as a noise. So for that reason, I don't give a shit if it survives or not as a scene or a thing, because it doesn't exist in the first place. It's just something some weirdos like us do. We just get on with it and do it. We just happen to be doing it. If someone in the future or whatever decides to catalogue, oh, look, check out these people. They used to do this stuff on turntables made with music. That's probably as far as it's going to go, to be honest. Within hip-hop, it's like scratch DJs have existed, but in hip-hop at the moment, as far as commercial hip-hop is concerned, they're non-existent. But they still exist in the other realms of hip-hop.
Just all the great music, the enthusiasm, seeing new people, seeing old heads. It was just the whole thing of it. It's just the same. It's just like Christmas. It's just you know, it's just one of those things that's every year that you just don't kind of talk about. You're just like, oh, scratch games. Yeah, it's just,
yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You said the word spirit of the games there a minute ago, and like, we're not going to sit here and go cheesy all, oh, this is the spirit of the games, because we all get along and we're all fantastic people doing it for the art and everything like that. But there is something that was in the event. There is something that is special and is vibrating still a week later.
Yeah.
I heard someone describe it this morning as in, like, it's weird. What is that feeling in my heart? Is it, like, is it nostalgia? What is it? What do you think is... I think it's... I don't know. I call it inspiration, I suppose. Like, you know what I mean? What would you say is the thing that you're taking from the event from last week?
I think it's just now in a position... I think people can sense that cheesy sense of running for the love and all that is actually true, like, and that, like, I think 9 years is a long time, and it sort of shows that you're not a charlatan. I think every single person that stepped through that door was with us on that, as in there was no skepticism towards it. There was no, and I think it happened for long enough that it's legit, and I think that's often where movements turn into brands or whatever. So that's something to be aware of as well. That you kind of don't want to go down that route, but and that's why we've never really gotten, or that's why we really pursued the sponsorship thing too hard, and that is because of that, because you don't want it to become this.
It doesn't need to keep expanding. It doesn't need to expand.
There you go.
I mean, you know, why does everything have to follow the model of expansion? It eventually will just get too big to collapse under its own weight, potentially, you know? And, you know, and it's not even that big a deal, really. You know, it's just don't think about it too much. Just enjoy it. As simple as.
Yeah.
Because basically what happens here is a beautiful thing that no one could really explain or understand unless you come here and experience it. It's a bit like, I always say, it's a bit like going to your first rave or something. It's like everyone's friendly and they understand what's going on, and it's like it feels like it's an epiphany, you know? The Scratch Games is fucking brilliant because it doesn't ask anything from everyone or anyone. We're all doing it for free. We do it for fun. The creativity and the artists involved are high in the game as far as their ability, but hardly anyone knows about any of the people that are doing this, but none of us care about that. And that's what maintains its beauty, I think, because it's underground, but we're not stuck up our own arse. We're like, everyone's invited. It's just whether you decide to come or not. It's okay, but we're having a fucking laugh, so we want everyone to come and join us. Come and join us, you know? I mean, and from the back of this happening, and this is the ninth year of this happening, I then started my own sort of chapter as such of it in Brighton, in England. And I was a bit concerned it wouldn't work because... Irish people are different to English people, you know. Irish people have fun easily. Yeah. The word crack is like, you've got a word for fun. It's like a separate thing, so there's something you strive for.
Yeah, why you crucifying me for? I never meant to come across as a know-it-all. I'm just a simple artist trying to do my job, and I'd be eternally grateful if you could do yours. I write for the people who need it or not, wishing they get to sing along for the crack of the love, usually aiming at the wounds and the cracks in their heart. Still I couldn't save the world and I already done. Huh? I touched down with a clear goal, but I couldn't shop my dreams in a photo. 0714, that's my time frame. 7 years under your watch and then my time came. Got the clock on my wrist ticking bigger times. Visions of life with my story in these punchlines with rhythm. So let us sing my blues in jagged edge of rhymes, while I'm lyrically positive like a plus sign. So chill out, y'all need to chill out. Laughing all about champagnes and chinchillas. Girls in the ghettos with dreams of Cinderella. Hooked on the leash of the mask of the dope killers. So chill out, y'all need to chill out. Laughing all about gold chains and gold diggers. Over in Liberia, they still fighting Ebola. What you crying for? You need a new phone? I met a father in the streets who needs a new home. While his wife eulogizing my son last hope. These flashbacks to reality keeping me grounded. For real, this sweating my passion to fly when the sky's open. I count my blessings in numerics we don't learn in school. Many reasons to stay cool. I used to wanna carry the hood on my back like the local monks. Till I figured out my uncle was a little drunk. When he told me I'd be everything he dreamed of. Took me to a bar, no ID, but I got the picture of the future he saw. Of me being a womanizer. A bartender lady kissed him, showing he could have her. Latest edition of his catalog of dark adventures. Misogynistically boasting he leave her on a stretcher. Sat me down with a bottle of red. 1159, 24th of that December. We made a toast to remembrance for the birth of a lord. That's a version I recounted to my mother I love. In the decade I preceded all that tube galore. Nothing new though, just icing on the cake I adore. Sunday service, we worshiping like the flashes. Infatuated by a scene out of Angela's ashes. Any sign of angel wasn't me, cause that was shaggy. Trapped under the pressure of making the ladies love me. Came out of that sentence, strengthened my defenses. Prayed for my repentance on board that flight to Dublin. Limerick City presented me with my own dream. I'm already better than what the tractors thought I would be.
Okay, so Jimmy, you are the champion officially of 2015. How was the Scratch Games for you?
Scratch Games was alright. I came here this year for one thing and one thing only. To take all you fuckers out. Take all you fuckers to town. I really wanted to do some sort of ridiculous acceptance speech, like in the wrestling style, just to for the couple of people that would have lost their shit if I did that, you know. Scratch Games was great, of course. Big shout outs to Andy and Tweak. Did a great job. Of course, yourself, Ray, did an amazing job on the mic all weekend. Yeah, everyone that played, everyone that came and whooped and danced and drank, the whole thing was amazing as usual. Yeah, everyone got involved and yeah, really great time.
It was a good buzz. And of course, you taking the title, no, I mean, what does this mean to you personally as a scratcher, as an artist and as a competitor?
As someone who's been suffering from carpal tunnel for the last 3 years and trying to not scratch, it's kind of awkward. But yeah, it is. It's something I've always done. I've always done a bit of battling here and there, but it's not really my main thing that I do. So it's just fun. It was my first year defending. I always wanted to win it. When we first started the games, we had a cup. I always wanted to take it, always end up maybe second or third or getting knocked out in the first round. And last year was the first year I hadn't been scratching at all. Won that year to my surprise. Probably because it was the first year I didn't want to win it. I ended up winning it because I was relaxed and stuff. So this year I was defending again, haven't been scratching much because of my wrist injuries and stuff, but some confidence this year at the same time. So yeah, take it the second time. I was like, I've defended once, now I can retire. And then Andy the next day on Facebook, will he be the third year in a row on the 10th year anniversary? I was like, oh no, 3 in a row, that's a thing as well, isn't it, that people do?
Yeah, well, you call it confidence, I call it shape throwing, like, you know what I mean? There was a bit of posturing going on, like, you know what I mean? And all this kind of stuff, like throwing your weight around the place. Or what about your competitors? Because
anything to add a bit of atmosphere. Competitors, yeah. I mean, it was amazing getting to, like, the last 6 months have been amazing waiting for the games to happen, getting to release 2 new albums, one with Manipulate, one with Ejaculate, and then getting to face off with Ejaculate in the final at the Scratch Games was just epic. And the energy there this year was just incredible. Like, for a freestyle scratch battle to have that much electricity in the room, like, again, in a small town like Galway, is just phenomenal. And it's the one thing, if you go to the event page right now, still, it's the one thing people are still commenting about. It's like, the battle was incredible, you know. It's like, wow, people are really affected by that. They see the energy and they see how much it means to some of the people there, you know. And I think they do understand that when
a guy from Galway and a guy from Dublin are still standing up there, and everyone else is standing to the side watching. All these guys from around Europe are kind of like standing watching, and they've just been knocked out of the tournament. I think they do get that, you know, because it's funny in a way, like that's like just a thing that happens at the event for me, you know. It's just a part of it that happens. The music and the energy and the people getting together is what makes the event. But people, it's funny how many people actually seem to be that affected in this way by the battle aspect of it, and they're really excited by that side of it. And that always interests me, because again, like I say, it's something I do that sort of stuff when people are around, and we do it together. Like, I don't scratch in my day to day, I do it as a thing, as part of this family we've kind of created over the last decade. So
especially like this year, 9 years in, like you're talking about an event now that, like you say, that you were there at the inception of it, and you've seen it kind of grow into itself now. Because I think now it's like, in terms of when I say growing into itself, it just got so much swagger and confidence about it now. Like, you know what I mean? People are really coming together. People are acknowledging each other's skill. People have developed it so much in that 9 years. How would you describe the journey from the start of the Scratch Games to what it is now and going forward to what is next year, the 10 years of the Scratch Games?
Like, we could do anything right now and people would show up at the event. That's the thing. Like I said it about last year, before there was even an event announced, people had made their own event pages on Facebook to get together and make the trip and book hostels and do all that sort of stuff. So the following is there. We could literally do anything. We could click our fingers and hop on a bus and people would be there to go with us and do something. So that's an amazing opportunity to have, you know. So it's kind of up to us to take that and roll with it, you know, on the Scratch adventure that we're on. But like, it's funny because we spoke about doing, like, every year again, we get together once or twice a year and we have these, you know, spend time with who is our family and friends through this thing we've created. And so, like, we always come up with these ideas of what would be funny to do the next year or following year or whatever. And the community Scratch is always like the foundation of the idea. So there's obviously the community Scratch music, the label Scratch Games, the festival Scratch Barbecue, the one day event in Brighton at the, every year in August. And so there's like the community Scratch Moor was an idea to do like a tour of all the
through all the lakes and canals in England and various ideas like this. And another idea we had years ago was to build a table with a set of turntables and a sound system into it and like push it around the streets of London, and when we get moved on, just go to the next place and keep. And one of the guys we had, Cut and Paste Records, did a showcase this year, Darcy. They've just started putting out scratch records the last year. He came last year for the first time, and since he came last year, since his inspiration of coming to the festival last year, he's done this thing, the Scratch Mobile, and he's done like a tour like on a cruise ship, like doing scratching on a cruise ship, and brought a table out onto the streets of Canada and done like scratch performances on the streets, and did one in a plane, and he's done all these amazing things. And it's so funny, he's going on this similar journey off of like similar to like ideas we had ourselves, and he's like come to our events, gotten re-inspired, and he's gone off and done all this stuff independent of us, you know. So it's great to see, like, you can see the ripples like of stuff happening, you know. So we could take the journey ourselves, or we can just keep doing what we do and see others inspired by what we do, and that's kind of just as powerful an opportunity to have, you know. So sometimes it's good to just build on what you have rather than, you know, take the momentum elsewhere. I've stayed in Galway for so long, and people have often said to me like, well, why don't you go somewhere else, maybe there's more opportunity elsewhere, this, that and the other. And like, people come here to the stuff that we do here, so why would you go elsewhere to build from scratch again, you know? So yeah, we can go anywhere really with it, but the interesting side is being able to watch where other people go, what other people take from it, and where they go with it, and then that re-inspires back into what we do. So
yeah, so five 6 years ago, I bought a turntable and a mixer, man, and I sat in my kitchen and I started to scratch and I turned the internet on. And after a year of doing that, I said, man, I got a fucking stupid idea. I'm going to take this on street corners with a car battery. And I'm just going to do it because you're not supposed to. Yeah. And that Scratch Mobile was born at that moment. And, you know, man, I don't play out of clubs, man. Soldier. I don't even fucking DJ, man. I sit around, man, and I scratch a lot, you know. And these days I try to get involved. But the point being is I can't speak of any solids. I can't speak of a scene anywhere. I can speak of Montreal because I got deeply involved in the community out there. And Montreal, I compare Galway to it a lot, you know. It's a lot of similarities between the two cities, you know. Like, it's fucking right on in Montreal, man. It's a real good spot, man. Lots of artistic stuff happening.
Scratching, like I always say, it's a solo sport. Like, you can't, like, you're in your bedroom kind of doing it by yourself kind of thing. Like, you meet up with mates if you're lucky kind of thing, because again, it's something not everyone's into. But yeah, Super Scratch Sunday, little place that everyone could link. I got heavily involved in it. Cy got involved. There's some other dudes that own studios that are involved in it.
Yeah, we started moving it around more rather than just doing it in London. And it was like started moving it around to different places. We did one in Rye a lot because these guys got an amazing little scratch studio down there.
Yeah,
we did one in Bristol.
Rye, Bristol, like, Whitstable, Luton. Yeah. We're trying to do one up in Manchester because there's the dudes up there that really want to link and get a community thing going there, and they really need like a space that they can all link up. There's fucking tons of them. Bristol as well.
Because like that's when like we got Jimmy to play. And he did like this sort of showcase. And it was just like pub rather than being in a sort of more private, like studio or someone's place. It was like he was fucking showing it off in front, and people were just nodding their heads. There's like, oh, there's a video of it. People are just like absolutely loving it.
Hello, hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
Ever since my lady moved to Austin, I'm on some. I need money, think about it too often. Ain't rich as a snob and ain't broke as a slob. I'm trying to live in the middle and this my full-time job. Got my TV show, plus you know I MC, and I still need 3 hours for my college degree. Can't let that one piece of paper get in the way of my stack, but I need both, so I gotta find a way to relax. Feel the weight of the world all on my shoulders and back, but I ain't blaming the man, he been holding us back. Too busy being the man, so I gotta roll whatever blows my enemy throws. And that's life, I suppose.
Being a man ain't a part-time job.
Not all men are created equal.
Cause I'm being a man ain't a part-time job.
Not all men are created equal.
Okay, I'm scorching. It's 14 for 220. And a 180 is great before a 224.
mama's a mother, brother, that you just throwed. And if you about to be a man, it's something you must know. They mind is mine, and these rhymes you'll find 100 ways to split a cat, not 99. 100 ways to get it back, I'ma pass you up. So don't pretend you hardcore with a nasty strut. The UK, they say rise, this class is tough. And then South by, we had them screaming, my shit's up. Aw, shucks, you making me blush. Shit, I'm bringing home the bacon, plus I'm baking it up.
Well, 'cause I'm being a man, ain't a part-time job.
Not all men are created equal.
'Cause I'm being a man, ain't a part-time job.
Not all men are created equal.
Now dedicated people growing up to the building. You get nothing in this world, a bit of cover the penny. 'Cause there's bound to be many. Gotta learn to maintain, but you can never change the pace. I better learn the damn game. Yo, we talking revolution, no substitution. The rappers enacting this institution. Yeah, my bed is confusing because I know. Yeah, you ready to blow. Invasion in the scope with WMDs on the flow. 100,000 or more. I sell it, I made it even better. Bootlegged, we'll respect it. To feed your kids and fuck the niggas. Yeah, I know we see you shining. Trade them cameras for some credits. Double down and then he bedded. Liquor store and now we sweat it. Tell him. Being a man ain't a part time job.
Not all men are created.
Cause I'm being a man, ain't a part-time job.
Not all men are created equal. Are created equal.
Of course, like part of all that is, and I think what builds all this atmosphere and camaraderie between artists and stuff like that is where we are here at the moment and what would have gone on, let's say, on the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday leading up to the weekend. Can you describe where we are here now at the moment and what went on here? Pull back the curtain a little bit on what went on before the Scratch Games.
Curtain being pulled back, we're in the Scrungeon, the Fight Lab, the Scratch Dungeon, it's been called so many different things over the last year since its conception. And basically, yeah, it's our CSM headquarters for the Easter weekend where everyone gets together. And like I say, it's not something I do in my day to day, but once a year, this place gets turned into the epicenter of scratch music of Europe. Basically, everyone anyone is around, and we get together, and everyone does their bit, and we just inspire each other. Like, because again, it only happens once a year. We have this opportunity for everyone to get together in one place in this atmosphere. So. Yeah, it's like a little brain we all get inside once a year and just kind of share ideas and then leave hopefully inspired, you know.
Yeah.
Like doing yeah. stuff with this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Love music.
Exactly. Yeah.
Love music. It's not music. I just like doing this. It makes sounds. It's like I don't need. No.
Yeah. And what I love scratching as well. I love just.
Yeah, that's it. There's a buzz in there. You know, it's only good because you're using this thing that right. wasn't designed for that, and you're making something else out of it. That's the thing.
And I just think that a lot of this music, it's happening and unfolding so fast around everyone's, you know, lives and ears that you can't really take it all in.
With the best.
some of the things that are the best that no one really notices, you know, at the time, but they're really good. If you just open your ears, you will hear how good they are. Go find what's really good now.
I think we're confident and assertive enough to believe what we're doing is good, and that people can get into it, and it's a positive thing.
Mr. Funky Man. Funky Man. Mr. Funky Man. Funky Man.
It's fun. It's good. It makes people smile and it's a good laugh. That's always going to be a good thing to do in the community. If I can do that and scratch and do my weird stuff I'm into, people like it, I'm gonna, obviously I'm going to well into it.